Hey everyone, ready to dive into something interesting. We're cracking open James Bush's Input is Output newsletter again. This guy always brings together the most random stuff, and somehow it makes you think.
He really does. This week's issue, it dropped September 17th, by the way, has me thinking a lot about, well, input. Not just what we eat, but the information, ideas, even colors we're taking in. All of it shapes us.
It's true. You are what you eat, but for the mind. This issue is packed. We've got AI trying to be creative, sustainable pizza, a color palette so subtle.
Speaking of AI, Bush dives into whether artificial intelligence can really have original ideas. He talks about a paper questioning if those language models are innovative or just rearranging what we already know.
I was thinking about that while prepping for our deep dive. Tried an AI writing tool for this section, and, well, it wasn't exactly Shakespeare. Makes you wonder, is there something about originality that's human?
It's a huge question, right?
Yeah.
Bush seems to think that while AI can process so much so fast, it's the human touch, the intuition, that leads to groundbreaking stuff.
Like a computer playing chess versus a grandmaster. Computer knows the moves, but the human, they bring something else to the game.
Exactly. Even with these new OpenAI models, the strawberry ones, designed for problem solving, it still comes down to, can AI really innovate, or is it a tool for us?
Makes you think, how much do you trust AI to be creative? Let us know. But for now, let's switch gears from the digital world to something tastier. Because Bush also talks about Lidl, the grocery chain, fighting food waste.
This one's interesting. They're making pizza with unsold produce. Simple idea. But when you think about it,
it tackles a big problem, food waste, but it's also appealing to people who want to be sustainable, right? It's not just good for the planet. It's got to be tasty, too.
It's a win-win. Got me thinking, what other industries could try this? Taking something we consider waste and making it desirable.
Right. Sometimes the answers are right in front of us, but it takes looking at things differently to unlock those solutions. So from pizza, we're on to colors. Apparently we need more shades of black and gray. At least that's what Pantone's new palette says.
Yeah, I did chuckle at that in Bush's newsletter. Like, how many versions of Grige can we have? But he found something interesting in it.
He always does. Yeah. What's so deep about beige?
Well, he thinks this whole subtle color trend, these muted tones, it might be a bigger cultural thing. So much around us is loud. Maybe we want some quiet.
Like our brains are overloaded, so we're drawn to calm. Makes you think, what does it say about us that solemnity is a trendy color now? Bush loves that one.
Solemnity might be a bit much for my living room, but I get it. Design trends reflect something deeper, right? So maybe this move towards subtlety, whether it's colors or clothes, it's like we want meaning in a world that feels kind of shallow.
Right. It's a good reminder to look deeper. Speaking of which, Bush also talks about synthetic users. Sounds very sci-fi.
It does. But it's software that acts like a real person using a website or an app. Companies use them to test stuff before it goes live.
So like a focus group, but made of code. Bush said even academics are using them now.
Yeah, there are actual research papers on it now, which is
interesting.
It makes you wonder about the lines between real and virtual. Like, as these things get better, how do we make sure they're used ethically? That's a conversation we need to have.
Totally. And speaking of sparking conversations, Bush also had this fun bit about creative juice.
The desk beer to fight creative block. It's funny. But it points to a real struggle, that feeling of being stuck when you're trying to be creative.
Oh, we've all been there. Staring at the screen, willing the ideas to come. Bush actually cited a study by Professor Juras, said a little alcohol can help creativity.
A little being the key word. It's not about drinking too much, but maybe being relaxed helps us think outside the box.
So maybe not beer in the office fridge, but finding healthy ways to shake things up when we're stuck. Go for a walk, listen to music, have a laugh. Sometimes that's all it takes. So we've talked about all these cool ideas from Bush's newsletter, but the guy himself is out there doing interesting things too.
Right. What's he up to outside of the newsletter?
Well, he went to the All-In Summit 2024. It's this big gathering of tech people, investors, you know, the type who talk about the future.
That's a lot of input right there.
Yeah.
He mentioned reading Mustafa Suleiman's book, The Coming Wave, too. It's about AI and how it'll change everything.
Yeah, and he's even trying out those photo filters everyone's using, so he's in the loop. But the thing that stood out to me was him mentioning that Starbucks letter from their CEO.
Oh, yeah, the one Bush thought was so simple.
Exactly. Get the morning right every morning. That's it.
Kind of refreshing compared to most corporate speak.
It's true. Sometimes the most straightforward message hits the hardest. So this whole newsletter, it's like Bush is saying, look around, Find inspiration in the everyday, because that's what fuels creativity.
And he ends this issue with a question for his readers, for us too. He asks, what would your input is output issue look like?
It's a good question to ask ourselves, right? What inspires us? What shapes our thinking? Gets us excited to create?
It's like making a mood board, but for our minds. Could be a quote, a piece of art, even a meal that sparked an idea, you know?
Whatever it is, share it with us. Keep this conversation going.
Hit us up on social media, send an email. Let's see what's fueling your input as output.
Because as we've seen, the most interesting stuff comes from the most unexpected places. That wraps up our deep dive into James Bush's newsletter. We had a blast. Hopefully you did too.
Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying. And remember, inspiration is everywhere.